You're listening to DVD Talk Radio.
Hey, greetings, pod people. This is CineSchlockerama columnist Noel Gross, and I am live and winded at Comic-Con. This is one of the few places on Earth where you can walk around talking to yourself and nobody looks at you like you're a nut. Got my credential and I'm headed into the exhibit hall. Let you know how it goes from here. Headed to the far end of the hall. It's not as crowded on this end. I think we'll be all right. Hate to break it to y'all, but I'm going through a whole section of actual comic books here at the Comic-Con. That's... something must be horribly wrong. And then just pass some elves. We got a thing here. If you sign up for a MasterCard, you can get a King Kong limited edition MasterCard. Ooh. I think the t-shirt is what's drawing people in. Pretty cool. Did you know that there are Family Guy action figures? I didn't know. We have Tube Top Peter, Mayor Wes. Wow. Jason X action figures from Spawn is all the way up to $60. Should have gotten that when it came out.
Alright, so Full Moon Entertainment is now...
Full Moon Entertainment is now Wizard Entertainment. Full Moon is pretty much dissolved. However, we've retained many of the rights of the movies, which is what you could see. We brought out a lot of the older titles for the fans to just, you know, get reacquainted again. And also, too, we have 5 new movies coming out this year.
Tell me about those. One
of which is Decadent Evil, which we have here. And these are 2 of the dolls from that movie. And that just hit Blockbuster. Doll Graveyard, which the poster's right up there, will be out for Halloween.
Great.
And then our next one, The Ginger Dead Man with Gary Busey.
Oh, wow.
Will be out for Christmas. So we're really excited. We're shooting everything on film. We're doing just great casting. My name's Joe Dane. I'm actually Charlie Band's in-house line producer. That's Jeremy Gordon over there. He's our in-house casting director. So we got a lot of good stuff coming out. We're really excited. And, you know, it's nice to come back out. We just did Fangoria a little over a month ago at the Burbank Convention. And it's nice to be here. And, like, people are excited to, you know, see the titles out. And things like, you know, the Puppet Masters and the Trancers and the subspecies, which you can't get anymore because they've been discontinued domestically.
Yeah.
We bring them in as an import. They're in English with Spanish subtitles you can remove. And, you know, we did that to make them available to the fans again that can't find them.
What about some of the David Dakota titles?
You know, we have some of those titles. We're really sort of getting away from a lot of that stuff, too. I mean, we really are recreating the company. We're making some of the vintage titles available that really made Full Moon what it was back in the day. And really now focusing on the new films that are coming out and really revisiting those types that, again, made Full Moon what it was and will now transpire into what will be Wizard Entertainment.
Right? Great.
What about these ones?
Well, it was Full Moon, and I made it down one aisle here. Maybe we'll, Charles Band is going to be back by later in the week, and hopefully we'll get by to say hello to him, the man himself, Charles Band. Just spotted some Warriors action figures with...
show me how to do this part.
We've got 5 different characters. Luther, Baseball Fury, Cochise, Swan.
Well,
those are awesome.
You got some tape?
Yeah. Mother, did you move my chair? That's the, we've got Rat Show action figures. $7. I may not be able to avoid that. We've also, right next to the action figures, we have Filthy Dirty Porn. But it's of the Asian variety, so I guess it's special.
Oh,
Ah, action figures in bondage gear. We have Shrine of Hollywood, California. For all your goth needs. And for that discriminating fan out there, we have Greedo's antenna from Star Wars, which reigns in value from $1,000 to $1,500. Or you can get some Chewbacca teeth, some Yoda feet, or a Yoda cane. Boy, that's $7,000 to $9,000. Just walk past some of the Fantastic Four, Mr. Plastic, I guess, and Invisible Woman. Feel like a trout running against stream here. Stewie's World Domination Tour ends here. It's a big giant likeness of Stewie. I'll have to get a photo of that for the Family Guy fans out there. Got the Klingons represented, with the Stranglehold, got the alien folks represented. Got a whole booth full of Serenity merchandise.
We've also got a bunch of the handouts.
Okay, I gotta step up the energy level here, don't I? It's just pure bewilderment, honestly. There seem to be more porn star action figures than ever. You've got to be really careful because everybody has lightsabers around here. You're liable to lose an arm at any moment. Well, I'm several rows over now. I have kind of been lulled into a sort of hypnosis with all these action figures. I love action figures. Who doesn't, huh? If you've misplaced your fairy wings, they have some fairy wings available here. So you can, I suppose, so you can flit above the crowds. I just talked to the guys at Blue Underground, and they were talking Fire and Ice, the two-disc edition that has been remastered frame for frame. The first few thousand to ship will come with a lenticular cover that's very cool. Bill Lustig is supposed to be here on Friday, so I'm going to look for him. I guess I shouldn't have opened my Jaws, McFarlane Jaws scene, because it's $120 here. What good is it, though, if you can't open it up and look at it, display it? It's $120 worth of good, I guess. Not only are there just action figures, there are maquettes. I didn't know there was a difference, but apparently there is, and the difference comes in price. Stumbled onto some fun DVDs here. We've got Day of Anger with Lee Van Cleef, the Spaghetti Western Collection, Volume 3. It says here it's available at wildeast.net. Came out in 2002. Oh wow, the Russ Meyer Collection. Super Vixens, Mondo Topless, Vixen, Mudhoney, Up. They all range around the $25 mark. This is all stuff from Luminous Film and Video Works. They're at lfvw.com if you want to check them out. I was just looking at a great selection of posters. All sorts of, even had Spanish versions of Evil Dead and all sorts of. Had a It Lives Again poster that's kind of calling my name. I'm going to make a note of that. Maybe come back for it. Oh, yeah. That was the Hollywood Book and Poster Company. We have sort of Hoochie Mama Daza, who takes Visa, MasterCard, American Express, ATM cards. And get your picture made with her for $20. She's appeared in Lowrider magazine and has various scantily clad images. Seems like a charming charming young lady.
Really?
Yeah. Right. I mean, you've got DVD file.
Yeah.
You've got digital bits.
Yeah.
And you've got DVD talk. I mean, everybody knows this. You guys are
well,
great.
Good.
No, seriously.
We
started off with the OneRing.net.
Yeah.
And so that was the genesis of our film, was the fan website, the OneRing.net. And so I'm very much involved with different communities of people on the internet. And you do run a very good site.
Can I get a little bit of audio from you?
Of course you could. Yeah, sure.
Could you tell me a little bit about the project?
Ringer's Lord of the Fans is a feature film documentary that we created to tell the story of the Lord of the Rings influencing popular culture over 50 years. We realized that the story had never been told full on, how the critics responded to it in the 50s, how Forrest Ackerman, you know, the godfather of all sci-fi, how he went to visit with Tolkien in the 50s and said, let me do a movie option. And Professor Tolkien said, maybe. And then what happened in the 60s when the hippie counterculture, especially here in America, embraced The Lord of the Rings. And then in the 70s when the animated adaptations pretty much ruined everything. And then in the 80s and the 90s, the internet caused a huge renaissance in the fan community. So our movie is a 97-minute time capsule of everything that The Lord of the Rings has done to influence popular culture over 5 decades.
Sounds great. How soon can we expect it on DVD?
November 2005.
Ah, excellent.
Tomorrow, Friday at 12 noon, we're making the big announcement at our panel.
Oh, okay.
Our panel is in room 20.
Okay.
And the filmmakers will be on the panel. Myself, the writer-producer, Cliff Broadway. The director, Carlene Cordova. And our executive producer, Tom DeSanto.
Great.
Yes.
Well, I certainly appreciate the time. We look forward to you coming up.
Absolutely. Thanks very much.
Yeah, sure.
Should I get a button?
Please, take buttons for every single person. We need any hardcore reading for the rest of our lives.
All right, I did that for you, Lord of the Rings fans out there. I know I'm in the minority on that. I'm sort of amazed that the crowd isn't worse. You're actually able to walk around. Of course, I'm not in the heaviest populated area. If there was any doubt, just remember that cleavage sells. Ever wonder what happened to Miss November 1998, Tiffany Taylor? Well, she's at Comic-Con, and she's got all sorts of lovely photos here.
Yeah.
I think it was the late Mitch Hedberg that said about flyers and handouts. It's when somebody hands that to you, it's like saying, here, you throw this away. I've been throwing a lot of things away. It's hard not to know when you're walking down the same aisle you just came out of. Just saw Chris Gore of Film Threat. Hey, look, it's the Peanuts booth. Snoopy as far as the eye can see. Now that's just wrong. Pumpkinhead is only $6.50. Was $20. Just looking through some more great posters, looking for Herschel Gordon Lewis pictures. And the best one they have, the Gore Gore Girls, I have. And mine's in better condition. So, yay. Not only do people have wings, sometimes they have a tail. It's kind of a wild claymation movie called Disaster. From Dream Entertainment. It's like a lot of fun. It's from, sort of looks like the old Davy and Goliath meets Thunderbirds. Maybe a little bit of Team America World Police in there, but not marionette style claymation. It's the perennial Leia and Leia in slave dress.
Yeah.
We have Christy Marie Slave Leia. I have to get my photo taken with her. All right, well, we've got Christy's photo. I'll have to get that up on the website for you right away. You can visit her at christymarie.com. That's Christy with a Y.
That's why I'm not too worried.
We had Spidey and Spidey Woman. Uh-oh, lightsaber duel broke out. Sort of your worlds colliding there. We have Spider-Man and Star Wars. And if cleavage doesn't help, a schoolgirl outfit might do the trick too if you need to move things in your booth a little bit. Yeah, coming by the heavy metal booth, you got Stacy Walker. Let's see, yeah, here's Stacy. If you're in need of a suit of armor, they've got you covered here at the Sword and the Stone. If only Julie Strain were here. Heavy metal booth. Or my good friends, the Sedarises, Andy and Arlene, they've been there before at the heavy metal booth, but it doesn't appear this year. It's amazing the increase in horror comics. Seems like everybody is really into the horror comics. I just saw a comic set in a trailer park invaded by zombies. Zombies. Everybody loves them. And we have Western Tales of Terror. Just mix the genres all up. Uh-oh, I just saw my first Narnia bag. Remember, I have no interest in Narnia. Honest.
Take a look. Feel free. That's our newest one. I just picked that up from the printer on Tuesday.
Wow. Black Bastard. Oh, speaking of Narnia, it's like 2-3 rows over now. They're previewing all sorts of Nintendo GameCube. Just passed by Chewie, Peter Mayhew. I once ran into Chewbacca at work, actually. My real job, I work in the print news business, and our cable entity was hosting Peter Mayhew for some reason, and I just strolled up and said hello. He's very tall. Okay, I think that's going to wrap it up for the first half of the convention hall, and we'll pick it up from there.
You've been listening to DVD Talk Radio. Find DVD Talk Radio online at dvdtalkradio.com.